Started yesterday, the week of Hod. Yesterday we didn't really talk about what it means, Hod. We just went very briefly. But Hod, the translation of it can be glory. But in regards to Tikkun HaMidot, the refinement of my character, Hod is coming from the word in Hebrew, Hodaya, to thank. And not only that, Lehodot can be translated as to thank, and lehodot can also be translated as to admit. So you can thank somebody, it's good, and the word in Hebrew will be ani modeh, like we say in the morning, modeh ani lefanecha. But to admit is also called lehodot. Somebody gets caught, are you guilty? Ani modeh, I admit. So two ways. What we need to know how to apply is A, is being grateful and thankful to anything and anything, and also to admit. So one way of explaining and looking at it, the thanking, I have to thank everybody in my life, even the ones who annoy me, even the ones who drive me crazy because they're keeping me on my toes. But I have to constantly thank everybody around me, especially the ones that really do good to me. My wife, my kids, my parents, my friends, I have to show appreciation. This is Hod. This whole week we're going to be concentrating on two powers that are very, very hard to bring out to the surface. This one is appreciation and thanking people, and the other one is the admitting. The thanking is a little bit easier, just you need to know you have to thank also on the things that seem not so good. Even when there's a person who's not doing so good for you, you still have to thank him. You don't have to come and send him a Hallmark thank you card. That's not what I'm talking about. But thank the opportunity that that person is giving me to work on myself. The person is a sore to my eye, or, excuse my language, drives me crazy, but it's letting me work on myself, on my patience, on my understanding, on myself. So I have to have appreciation for that person, because that person is just a mannequin, it's a puppet. The Kadosh Baruch Hu put him in front of me to see how fast I go out of my kelim. So I have to have appreciation even for the people who are not doing so great to me. Because many people that I perceive it as that they're not doing good to me, they're actually doing very good to me. They're getting the best out of me. Somebody can come and challenge me, I will see it as a threat, I will see it as a call for war or whatever it is, an argument, but Behemet, that person is just getting the best out of me, because that's going to cause me now to become much, much better. But nevertheless, the now we're finishing Chesed Shebehod, so there are two ways to approach it. First is to thank everybody in my life, and needless to say, the ones who are good to me, and even though it's not always in a revealed way, has to be a sense of appreciation. And yes, some people it has to come with words. Some people don't thank their spouse or their kids or their boss often enough. Very few people actually thank their boss. I don't know many people who walk into the boss and say to the boss, thank you so much for tolerating my behavior and for giving me a place to work. I know you and most people think that the boss owes them because they work for him. The boss can kick you in your tuchus any second and says, I don't need you. There's 100 like you. So even your boss that sometimes mistreats you has to be a sense of appreciation. And you know, I can guarantee to you, you'll get a much better reaction from your boss when once in a blue moon you come and say, I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to work. I know I can get better. I know there's competitions. I know there's other people out there. I appreciate the fact that you hired me. So, and this is one example of many. Anybody that deserves a thanks, even though you think sometimes they don't, that's your problem. Doesn't mean they don't deserve a thanks. So, I'm talking about right now something that people that do good do. So first of all, we have to apply the appreciation and thanking to the people that are in my life. But since we're working on our midot throughout the Omer, we're refining our character, then I have to also make sure that people around me, they have a space to exist. A lot of people, they're so selfish and self-centered that they see themselves as the center of the world, and everybody around them doesn't have the right to exist. But that's not correct. I have to make space for everybody around me. And this is the power of admitting. Admitting that this is your place, this is my place. This is your time to shine, this is my time to shine. We have to share the world here with other people. And this is very in general. I mean, we talked about it in this morning. You can find the video online. I explained it more in depth. Now I want to more talking about the gvura of the hod. The chesed of the hod is that, how do I show appreciation to the people in my life? With love. I show them love. And how do I express that love? I don't send them hearts in the WhatsApp and all sorts of smiley faces with hearts on them. This is not what you, how you show love. It's when you give a person the opportunity to be who they are. And when you really love somebody, you let them be who they are. You don't try to control them or to manipulate them. Now, today we're going to be counting Gvura Shebehod, which is Gvura is usually will be a tzimtzum, a contraction, a removement of a power. Now, in order for me to admit that my fellow person around me has his own space, has to be Gvura here, because most people, they don't want to acknowledge the fact that somebody else exists too. And it can be something as personal as a marriage. Very few people know how to have a very good, healthy marriage. That sometimes my wife is right, sometimes I'm right, and sometimes she's right. And you know, sometimes I'm right and I still have to back up. So, but nevertheless, this is a healthy relationship. When a person says, I'm always right, then where's the space for the other person? Can't be that you're always right. And even if there's a miracle and you are always right, then there still should be the times that you know how to take a step back. That's acknowledging the existence and the space of somebody else, especially when we live in a world that in my home, I share my home with my wife and kids. Sometimes people, they share their home with much more than wife and kids. They can be in-laws and people that just crash there for half a year or even more. You have to understand that everybody has a space. Then it comes to out of my house. It can be my workspace. Can be my congregation, my shul. Everybody needs to have their own space, and I need to know my boundaries. And the chesed in of the hod is it has to be done with love. Can't be done with any other way. If it's not done with love, then you're not going to get anywhere. Now, gvura shebehod is that in order for me to admit, to acknowledge that somebody else also has a good part in him. It can't be that I'm always right and everybody else is wrong. It doesn't work like that. The main power of Hod, the main thing that we need to work on in this week, is to acknowledge the fact that I'm not the only one who's the gift to the world. And other people also have very, very amazing character traits. Maybe they're not always great, but there's no such a thing that a person is completely bad. It have to be at least one character trait that is better than me. This is not an easy thing, because a lot of times we look at another person and I totally look at the person and say, I'm better than him in everything. But really, this can't be such a thing. I look at every person around me and I know what I'm good at, but I always know how to find something, a certain midah, a certain character trait in that person that I don't have, or that they're much better than me. And by that, we're level. That's it. I'm not better than you. We're equal. I'm good here, you good here. In order to be able to even acknowledge such a thing, I have to apply the gvura shebanefesh. Gvura is a tzimtzum, a stop. And I have to understand that every person has their place. It's very important that everybody has their place, or maybe I should say his role in the world and in my existence. And needless to say, that I have to learn from everybody. If I'm very narrow-minded, and I'm just looking that direction, I will never learn from anybody, I will stay where I am. David HaMelech said, Mikol melamdai eskalti, I have learned from all the people around me. He was able to look at every person and to learn something from them. So that's what I need to apply. Now, I always look at another person and I always look for the midah, a good midah. It's very easy to point at a person and say, lazy, liar, cheat, thief. It's very easy to point fingers, but to look at a person and say, okay, I see the laziness, or the person that is a liar, or whatever it is, that's easy. But let's see, you look at and look and let me look at it. It must be some good midah here. Has to be something good here. And then when I see that good midah, something that person has that I don't have, Now, this is what we want to concentrate really the entire week. And in order for me to find that, has to be the power of Tzimtzum, has to be the power of Gvura in me, because usually I'm the last one that can be very critical on myself. Now, during Sfirat HaOmer, we're trying to work on our midot, and not only that, we want to correct the damage that was done with the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. So they did a certain damage, and we have to correct it. And the damage that they did is that they didn't respect each other. It's not that they were bad-mouthing each other. They just didn't respect each other, and they didn't give the right space for another person. That's what it says. Lo nagu kavod ze bezeh. Now, usually what happens is what will disturb to give another person their place, their role, is me. That's usually the case. If I come with complaints to my wife, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, usually the problem is me because I'm not letting her be herself. I can come to my child, you're not waking up to school, you're not doing your homework, you're this, you're that. I can come with a little list of complaints. In most of the cases, the block will be me. I'm the one who's limiting the person and not letting them be acting their role. Now, the students of Rabbi Akiva, what was their problem? Because they kept saying, hey, my Rebbe is the best Rebbe. I mean, he's the number one. I mean, we also have a problem in our generation. Everybody says, my Rebbe is the best Rebbe. So, and they're like three-year-olds fighting whose Rebbe is more smarter than the other Rebbe. But nevertheless, here they didn't have that problem. There was one Rebbe. It was Rabbi Akiva. And they were saying, I'm a student of the top of the top, of the best Rebbe. Now, if this is the case, how can it be that somebody else is possessing something that I don't have? That's what's the problem. They weren't able to bring themselves to a point to understand that there's a very good chance that you have at least one quality that I don't have. I can be amazing in many, many things. But you, everybody possesses at least one thing that I don't have. Can be that I have everything. Make now a quick analogy. I guarantee to you that each and every one of you, if we go one by one, I can find two, three character traits that are much more better than me. So obviously, it can be that I'm better than best than everybody. And that's the problem. That was the problem of the students of Rabbi Akiva. They couldn't fathom, how can it be that you have something that I don't have? After all, I'm so great, and I'm the student of the greatest teacher. So this is what we need to rectify, because we have a certain way of looking at life that can be that somebody else is much better than me. And I need to know how to make space for other people. This is why I need to know how to apply Gvura. Chesed of Hod is to be able to apply this method with love, because I have to find love and to do things with the right approach, which is love. But in order for me to make sure that it's your time to cross, then I have to apply Gvura. This is the method that's called the traffic light method. If I constantly want to have a green light, then how do other people going to cross the intersection? Has to be a point that I have to stop and let other people cross the intersection. If not, it's not going to be fair. That's why they have traffic lights, because sometimes it's your time to cross, sometimes it's my time to cross. Now, if I don't know my lines or my limits, I cross constantly, even in a red light, then I'll cause an accident. So take this method and this theory. This is what's going on in life. If I don't know when to stop sometimes and let somebody else cross, of course in the metaphorical part, then I'm crossing my lines. And this is why I need Gvura Shebehod. I need to know when to apply the Gvura, is to stop and to admit, today you are better. Today it's your time to shine. Today is your time to be teaching me. And you know what? When you know how to humble yourself and to look at another person and bring the greatness in them, that's, you know who gains the most? You. Because you know how to be humble to learn from other people. I can be amazing in here, but sometimes I would look at another person and say like, wow, you know what? I think I can be a much better father. Let me look at this guy. This guy looks like he's an amazing father. And I will observe and see, and I'm not going to necessarily feel superior to him because I'm 10 times better than him in many other things. I'm going to say, okay, so whatever I'm good at, good. But he's much better than me in this department. Let me observe what the person is doing. It's called leodot, to admit. Now, This also, of course, has to come from the place that I have to acknowledge, and I'm not perfect. Most people, they even though they know that they're far away from being perfect, but they can't fathom the fact that somebody else might be better than them. So I have to know, I have to admit that this is, I'm not always perfect, and this is really what it means, Gvura Shebehod. Now, practically saying, we like to know, to take it to a practical level so I can apply it in my life. I will constantly run into my life to people that I would look at them and I would say to myself, I'll be very judgmental, say that person's good for nothing. If this person would not be created, the world would not lose anything. So, and this happens way too often, that I would look at a person and see right away that person's, it's a waste of air, a waste of space. This is where I have to stop, I have to think, and I have to understand that every person possesses something that I don't have, and our sages say that that there's always going to be a person that he has something that is corrected that I didn't fit, that I didn't do yet. I mean, when I'm saying the word corrected, we're looking at the entire time of the Sefirat Omer as tikkun amidot, the rectification of the character traits, or the refinement. It's called a tikkun. So I can't come and say, oh, I'm 100% perfect. I reached to 100% of my tikkun. No, you're not. You're far away from that. You still have a long way to go to come and say, I have reached to my ultimate tikkun amidot. Because if I have to work on my midah of anger, till the last breath of my life, I will still be angry. And maybe if I'm lucky, a minute before I die, I will be the last time that I really break this midah and I'm not going to get upset. So one cannot say, oh, I've reached to my tikkun. But I can definitely look at another person and say, you know what? Where I failed, that person succeeded. Where I fail with my anger, with my frustration, with my impatience, with my judgmental and so forth, and I'm still working on it, hey, what do you know? That guy already achieved it. So I have to give him some type of a credit. And there's no such a thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that there's always going to be a plus and a minus. So the week of Hod is a very powerful week. It's literally like the middle of the Sefira is where I need to really know to put myself in the right spot. We talked about it yesterday throughout the Seudah Shlishit, how important it is to really acknowledge what is your role and what is your space in the world, and don't go out of your boundaries because you're going to cause a lot of problems. And that's what most people think they're much more than what they are, and they're behaving in a way that it's not your role. You're out of your line, and you're going into a completely wrong direction. And a person needs to know, this is my role. That's why in life, most of the roles are defined. So I need to know what is my role in my life, what is everybody else's role, to know this entire week how to apply the gratitude for everybody around me, especially the ones who annoy me, by the way, not only the ones that help me. The ones who really push all my buttons, I don't have to come again and thank them all day long. But to have the sense of gratification, thank you. Wow, if you weren't here, how would I work with my patients? There was a certain individual where I prayed for many years, and I'm sad to say, it used to drive me nuts. It used to drive me insane. And at one point, I almost completely, I was like, maybe I'm not coming here anymore. And then I was like, no, that person is here. Hashem planted that person here so I can every day work on my patients. And every time he would move something and I would, it's okay, now we'll move it back. And at some point I was like, thank you, this person is helping me really work on my patients because nobody else is doing that. And after a very long while, I did feel that I achieved a higher, greater level of controlling myself. And I attributed it to that man. I was like, that person really knew how to my nerves. So I attribute a lot of gratitude to thank you for being annoying. Now, I never came and told him, thank you, I thank you for being annoying. But you know, the second that I reached to a higher level of refinement and I never got upset and I never let it out on him, then his annoying level became less and less and less. It's not that I didn't like him. He just was always in my way. In a way that it was like literally like a nerve, touching the nerve every time. But I knew the problem is me, it's not him. He's just the that was his role. So, and he probably even didn't even know what he's doing. So So this is the depth of the appreciation that I have to look at everybody around me and thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for putting me here, this person in my life, putting that person in my life that can drive me nuts a little bit, so I can know how to refine myself. Zad Hashem, this is a very powerful and very deep week. Everything that has to do with gratification, hodaya, and admitting, lehodot, it comes from a very deep place in our soul. Very few people know how to very quickly thank another person and show appreciation. Even though they feel it, but they don't really show it. And to, even if they don't feel it, that's even worse. And the admitting, needless to say, what a powerful attribute is to know how to admit. It's called lehodot al emet, admit on the truth. You know how to admit, you'll always be successful. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He doesn't care for anything else. That's why I said so many times, 40 days before Yom Kippur, we have time, we have 40 days to do tshuva. Why? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not waiting for me to say sorry. He doesn't need my sorry. Kadosh Baruch Hu likes when I admit. That's why we say slichot for 40 days. Because we keep saying, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, you're right. I have stolen, I've lied, I've cheated. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just admit, I'll let you go. So, very powerful week. We have to really reach to the depth of our neshama to be able to bring it out to the surface. And needless to say that we're getting closer and closer. So obviously we have already 4 weeks of refinement to take us through this week. But this week should not be overseen and pushed so quickly to the side, because it's a very, very crucial week that later on we continue from that to Yesod and Malchut and so forth. And needless to say, then we're going to receive our Torah, Bezrat Hashem, very soon.